May I also greet Judge President of KwaZulu-Natal, Ms. Poyo Zwati.
Ngibingelele u Judge President KwaZulu-Natal, Umama Poyo Zwati.
The Deputy Mayor, Ubaba Uchiya of the district.
U Deputy Mayor, Ubaba Uchiya, walesizinda.
Utatwetu, u Councillor, Mayor we Reinkonyeni, Ms. Mzindle.
My Honorable Sister, the Mayor of Reinkonyeni, Ms. Mzindle.
Ngiyabona ke sisilindiwe, ngiyabona ukuthi yena nihlale nimthwalisa kanzima. At some point she would serve as a mayor, a speaker, a deputy mayor for 9 months.
I see, Sisilindiwe, you always make her to carry the burden. Sometimes she's a mayor, a speaker for a few months.
But anyway, niyakhuba, ngiyanibongile.
But the show goes on, I can see, and I'm grateful.
May I greet as well the DGs who are with us from Department of Justice and the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure.
Ngibingelele nako DG abanathi abaqhamuka ka Justice nabaqhamuka ka Public Works and Infrastructure.
General Mkobozi from SAPS and Commissioner Ncele from Correctional Services.
General Mkobozi waka SAPS no Commissioner Ncele.
All of you, I want to appreciate your presence here.
Nonke ngiyakubonga bakhona kwenu la.
As MEC Nkosi have spoken, he indicated that we are guided by the Freedom Charter.
Njengoba ke eshilo uMkhosi ucacisile ukuthi siholwa iFreedom Charter.
But more importantly, we have managed to take that Freedom Charter, conceptualize it into the National Development Plan.
Kodwa ke sikwazile ukuthi siyithathe siyisebenzise njengeshayamthetho sethu.
The National Development Plan calls on us to build a developmental state which acts with integrity, provides services with dedication to the people.
Okuyishayamthetho ke esisho ukuthi masenze ngendlela sikwazi ukuthi sisebenze sidlulisele okufanele ebantwini.
The National Development Plan requires that we build civil servant of capacity and integrity.
Loko kusebenza kusho ukuthi kumele kuthuthukiswe abantu nangendlela kufanele benze ngayo.
But to achieve that, they must also work in a conducive environment.
Kodwa ukuze lokho kwenzeke phela nabo mabasebenze endaweni efanele.
And that's why we are here today to hand over this magistrate court, the Pochestin Magistrate Court, which have been built to ensure that members of the judiciary, the police, the prosecuting services are all working in a conducive environment.
Ingakho nje silana namhlanje ukuzonikezela isakhiwo salenkantolo kwamanje ukwenza isiqiniseko ukuthi yimanje amaphoyisa abasebenza kanye nabo kulomkhakha basebenza endaweni efanele.
As Judge President Poyo Zwati indicated earlier, if we bring such facilities, we are bringing justice to the people.
Njengoba eshilo Judge Poyo Zwati ekuqaleni, uma siletha izinto ezinje ebantwini, ubulungiswa ekupheleni kosuku esuke sibenza ebantwini.
As she indicated that also victims must be satisfied with the proceedings and the outcomes of court processes.
Njengoba kuvezile futhi ukuthi nalabo abayisisulu kumele baneliseke ngendlela enkantolo ekusuke kuqutshwe ngayo nesinqumo esiphetha siphumile.
And therefore abantu bakogama lakhe and Boboyi and number of areas here will be able to come physically to see justice prevailing in their own area.
ke abantu bakogama lakhe Boboyi bazokwazi ukuthi bazifikele bona mathupha la ukubona ubulungiswa kwenzeka mayelana nodaba umuntu asuke ezingalo.
I wish to take this opportunity to thank the Department of Justice for allowing Public Works to construct this court.
Ngithanda ukuthi ngithathe leli thuba ngibonge kumnyango wozobulungiswa ukuthi ke uvume u Department of Works ukuthi kwazi ukuthi kube nalenkantolo.
I do so because out of this process we have managed to create job opportunities but further provided skills to number of young professionals.
Ngikusho lokhu ngoba ekwenzeni njalo ukwazile ukuthi kube namathuba emsebenzi bakwazi ukuthi nabanamakhono ikakhulukazi intsha ibonakalise nalabo abanezinto abayifundele.
We have produced people who are trained in bricklaying, in plumbing, tiling, carpentry, road work, ethical, earthworks, a number of other fields that are important in the construction sector.
Sibakhiphile abantu abanamakhono okusebenza iplumbing, ibricklaying, nokunye okunamakhono okusebenza enokwenza nokwakha.
We have also created about 10 SMMEs who have benefited from this project.
In a month, abayishumi SMEs abakwazile ukuthi ke bazuze kulo msebenzi.
And therefore, we want to promise you, Minister, that even in areas where we have not yet done well, where there are delayed projects, we are going to intervene and expedite those projects.
Minister nala ekube khona nemisebenzi enje la elibele sizongenelela lapho.
We also want to commit, we know that one department we are working with is the Department of Police who also need services from Public Works, and we are committing that we will do well and improve in providing facilities that you need.
Futhi sizobophezela siyazi ke abanye asisebenzisana nabo umnyango wamaphoyisa nawo oludingayo usizodinga isakhiwo lokho kuzokwenza.
I see in our presence there are activists here such as Selvan Chetty who plays a role in community policing forums, a number of other activists, and on that note I want to leave a very serious and emphatic message. This facility is yours. It's not for government.
La kunama activities akhona njengoba buchethi abadlala indima emphakathini futhi basebenze nawo amaphoyisa lezakhiwo yezenu ekupheleni kosuku akuzona ezakulu.
We leave this facility to you to protect it and to ensure that it serves its purpose here. Ogwini
lezakhiwo sishiya kunini ukuthi ninakekele nenze isiqiniseko ukuthi zenza umsebenzi ofanele lawo.
I can say with no doubt that this is what activists like Rain Konyeni, Tolomane Mnyayiza and many others sacrifice their life for.
Ngingakusho nje lokhu ngale kokunanazo ukuthi abantu abafana noRain Konyeni omtolomane Mnyayiza yona nto abayisebenzela.
We want to appreciate the role that Department of Justice is playing in our country under the leadership of Minister Lamula.
Nokuthi ke sibonge indima edlalwa umnyango wezobulungiswa kulezwe ngaphansi komholi bukaMnumzane Lamula.
We have produced a number of people who plays a role in international organizations on behalf of South Africa to promote justice, peace and democracy.
Kunenqwamba yabantu esebekho ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi baqhube into yokuthula nobulungiswa abangene ngaphansi kwawo lenyanga.
We applaud you, Minister, for being an exemplary leader. Recently you led us in the case that South Africa launched on the issue of justice in Palestine.
Sikushayela ihlombe ke Minister ngokuthi usihole nje kungekudala odabeni okade lubucayi luzwela mayelana nePalestine.
I said last week after the debate, seeing the debate in parliament, that I can now retire.
Ngithe ngesonto eliphelile emva kokubona iy'ngxoxo kade zikhona ephalamenti hhayi manje sengingawuthatha umhlalaphansi.
A number of young people who participated on behalf of the ANC are those who were nurtured in the youth movement whilst we were leading the youth movement at that time.
Abantu abasha okuyibona kade bebamba iqhaza kulokho yilaba abaniswa ngalesa sikhathi ekade silholu lusha ngazo.
Minister Lamula is one of the products of this democracy, having studied through also the support of this democratic government, and today is a member of parliament and a minister of justice.
Uminister Lamula naye omunye ke wabo impela labengabona namhlanje umholi uminister kule justice.
He has served asimshayele ihlombe.
Applause.
He has served in the student movement and served as a deputy president of the ANC Youth League.
Sebenzile kwi student movement bekade ewe deputy president wa ANC.
Let's welcome Minister Lamula to give us a keynote address on this special occasion.
Simamukele
u Masukume samukele u minister siyabonga.
Thank you.
Ngiyabonga.
I think if Beguse Parliament, the Minister of Public Works, besizomcela ukuthi abuye azowithdraw ukuthi sozoretire.
If it was in Parliament, they requested that the Minister of Public Works must come back and withdraw the statement that he's about to retire.
No, but as a younger generation, we still believe that there is a space for intergenerational mix in government and in politics and everywhere in society.
Ngenxa yokuthi ke njengoba nje siyabantu abasabasha siyakholelwa ukuthi ekusebenzisaneni kumele kube nengqubevangi nangokweminyaka.
Ngoba sayibambela sodwa nje lento ngoba nomonakalo omkhulu.
Because once we do this thing on our own, there can be a huge disaster.
Minister of Public Works, Honorable Zikalala, MEC of Human Settlement and Public Works in KwaZulu-Natal, MEC Nkosi.
Minister of Public Works, Ubabu Zikalala, MEC KwaZulu-Natal, Ubabu Nkosi.
Deputy Mayor of Ugu District Municipality, Councillor Chia.
Deputy Mayor, Ubabu Chia.
Oh, hayi ningasabi phela ngumshanga. So ngifunda ngisishanga. Ukansela Chia. Mayor of Renkonyeni Local Municipality, Mr. Councillor Mzindle.
Mayor wase Renkonyeni, Ms. Mzindle.
Abo Director General baka Department of Justice and Public Works.
The DGs from Department of Justice, Public Works.
Naso sonke staff of both departments.
And all the members of the departments.
U Judge President wa KwaZulu-Natal, uMampoyo Dlathi.
Judge President of KwaZulu-Natal, uMampoyo Dlathi.
The Regional Commissioner of South African Police Service, Deputy Provisional Commissioner, and the Regional Commissioner of Correctional Services.
Regional Commission Services.
Original Commissioner of Correctional Service, no regional, no Deputy Provisional Commissioner, wamaphoyisa, uMam Gobhozi, noBabu Ncele.
uMam Gobhozi wasemaphoyisa noBabu Ncele.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Access to justice is a constitutional imperative.
Kubalulekile ukuthi ukwazi ukufikelela kubulungiswa.
We are opening this court to broaden access for the community here and across the country.
Lenkantolo ivulela ukuthi umphakathi la ukwazi ukuthi wenze njalo nakwezinye indawo.
The court we are opening today is a full service court that offers criminal, district and regional, civil, district and regional.
Lenkantolo evulwayo la namhlanje isebenza ngokuphelele, yenza umsebenzi wenkantolo yesinda, yenza umsebenzi wasenkantolo wasemajaji namancane, zikhona neinkantolo civil court.
Traffic, family law, and family law.
Khona traffic akuyekhona ifamily law inkantolo.
This court has been designed to enhance the experience of the court users and create a court environment that is victim and child friendly.
Yenziwe ngendlela yokuthi ke ikwazi ukuthi inakekele nezidingo zalabo abasuke behlukumezekile kanye nabantwana abasesimeni sokuhlukumezeka.
The new complex consists of 16 courts and 18 admin offices.
Le nkantolo inezakhiwo zeinkantolo izindlu eziwu-16 amagumbi enkantolo kanye no-admin ama-ofisi awu-6.
It has three components: admin section, main court complex, prisoner cells, and the parking complex.
Admin bakhona bahlukene kathathu inezitokisi ngaphakathi.
There are 17 courtrooms comprising of one high court.
Kunezindlu ezinkantolo eziwu-17 kanye nenkantolo yamajaji aphakeme eyodwa.
6 district courts.
Izinkantolo zesifunda ziyisithupha.
3 regional courts.
Inkantolo zamajaji amancane ezintathu.
2 sexual offences courts.
Zimbili ezabahlukumezeke ngokocansi.
2 civil courts.
Civil court zimbili.
2 family courts and 1 equality court.
Ezomndeni inkantolo zimbili ebese kuba neyodwa.
The court users are accommodated in spacious waiting areas next to the court rooms.
Le inkantolo zenziwe ngokuthi kunendawo zokulinda eduze nazo.
And there are 7 witness waiting rooms.
Kunezindlu eziyisikhombisa la abantu abangakwazi balinde khona.
Currently, the Port Shepstone Magistrate Court services approximately 8 police stations.
Inkantolo iziteshi ezikwazi ukuthi zingenele ngokomsebenzi la khona ziwu-8.
Port Edward, Port Shepstone.
Port Edward, Port Shepstone.
Margate.
Margate.
Kamalake.
Ise Kamalake.
Paddock.
Abase Paddock.
Mehlo Mnyama.
Mehlo Mnyama.
South Post and Hilbardin SAPS.
The South Post nase Hilbardin emaphoyiseni.
In the Ugu District Municipality.
Es sindeni so Ugu.
Ngizwile u Minister of Public Works ubiza ngaso Ugwini. One of the things we have picked up on crime in this area is that house breaking is among the highest crimes in the last quarter.
Enye ke izinto esiyitholile ngale ndawo ukuthi eyona nto ephezulu ukugqekezwa.
There are 193 incidents reported to the South African Police Services compared to 2019.
Kunamacala 193 abikiwe emaphoyiseni uma uqhathanisa no-2019.
Where the incidents of housebreaking were 221 over the same period.
Lapho aye u-221 ngaloso sikhathi.
So kusho ukuthi umphakathi la kule ndawo does not feel free and safe.
Meaning the community in this area awuzizwa uphephile.
Ngoba the safest place for anyone should be your own household.
Ngoba phela indawo ephephile nanoma yikubani kumele kube yisendlini yakhe.
According to research by scholars in the field of work, housebreaking occurs when the following socio-economic factors are prevalent.
Ke ngoko usho kokubhekwa kwenhlelo ukuthi lokugqekeza kwenzeka esimeni esinje.
Poverty, inequality, substance abuse and unemployment.
La ekusuke khona kunenhlupheko ekhona endaweni, ukusetshenziswa kwey'dakamizwa nempilo engahle kahle.
Intra and interpersonal factors such as low self-esteem and peer group pressure.
Nokuthi ke okunomthelela ukuthi umuntu abe nengcindezi anayo esimeni asuke ephila ngaphansi kwazo.
It's only when all these aspects of society work together then we can reduce the propensity of problems like housebreaking and other forms of crime.
Uma kungathiwa akusetshenziswani ungakwazi ukuthi kwehle izinga lokuthi kugqekezwe nezinye izindlela ezikhona zobugebengu.
Loko kusho ukuthi we must rebuild the family unit, community structures, street committees to work with the South African Police Services.
Meaning kumele senze ukuthi ke imindeni iphile kangcono ukusebenzisana ekuhlaleni naseyindaweni esikuzo.
We also have to continue to create jobs and grow the economy.
kumele siqhubeke sakhe imisebenzi ukuze sithuthukise umnotho
ngoba the criminal justice system receive everything that has failed in society
ngoba phela umnyango wozulungisa yonke into emphakathini ehlulile iphetha khona
we come in because the family unit did not work a criminal was produced or society did not work a criminal was produced that is where the criminal justice system come into the space
singenelele ngoba kusuke kungahambanga kahle emndenini emphakathini behlulekile ebese kuphoqelela ukuthi akungenele umnyango wozobulungiswa
so for us to fight crime we need to first rebuild the family unit the societal structures rebuild the economy and create jobs
ukuze sikwazi ukuthi silwisane nodlame kumele kulunge emuva ekhaya isekuhlaleni kube nentuthuko kwakhiwe namathuba emisebenzi
It is therefore where the criminal justice system comes into the space.
Yilana ke ekungena khona ubulungiswa.
It has been said that access to justice and human rights are two sides of the same coin.
Kuyaye kuthiwa ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi ufikelele kubulungiswa nangendlela okuyiyo. Into efanayo ngokuthi uyiphenduzekele ngakuphi.
Our constitution put this in the most simplest form in section 34.
Icaca kakhulu kumthetho lo ocaphunayo la bayibeke khona
which says everyone has a right to have any dispute that can be resolved by application of law
la ethiwa noma ubani onongaboni ngasolini unakho ukuthi angakwazi ukuthi athole isixazululo ngokomthetho
decided in a fair hearing before a court of law
ekwazi ukuthi ke kulalelwe ngendlela ekuyiyo phambi komthetho
Where appropriate, another independent and or impartial tribunal or forum.
La ekusuke kunomuntu ongenakho ukwenza nalelo daba okwazi ukuthi alalele inhlangothi zonke ngale ukuthi abe nomthelela.
Le court ke will assist us with access to justice.
Le nkantolo izokwazi ukuthi isilekelele ngokuthi sithole ubulungiswa.
The Department of Justice and Public Works has also taken note of technological developments.
Umnyango wezobulungiswa no Public Works ubukile ke nokuthi ukuze kwazi ukuthi kuthuthukiswe nayo ngezokusebenza.
Which we also believe can help enhance and deepen access to justice.
Esikholwayo unesikholelwayo ukuthi kungezolekelela ekuthenini kwenziwe lobo bulungiswa.
By harnessing cutting edge tools and advancements in technology.
Ngokuthi sibe nezinsiza ezifanele ezihambisana nesikhathi esikuso ngokomsebenzi.
To break down barriers and create new opportunities for marginalized communities.
Nokuthi ke kukwazi ukuthi kuhlise isindo kulekelele umphakathi ngendlela okuyiyona.
Some of the ways that we are using technology to bring about positive change and access to justice include
ezinye zezindlela esingakwazi ukuthi sizisebenzise ngendlela ethukisa nezokwazi ukuthi sifikelele kubulungiswa ngibala
streamlining legal processes
ukuthi olokomthetho sikwazi ukuthi kwenziwe ukuthi kubukwe kulezi zinto zokufika ngokwe-technology
technology streamlining administrative tasks organize documentation efficiently
ukwazi ukuthi ke kusetshenzwe ngayi technology kakhulukazi kulabo abaka admin ukuze kuqhutshwe
virtual dispute resolutions
nokuthi kwazi ukuthi manginokungaboni ngasolinye kusetshenziswe uvisual kwenziwe bona
digital courts electronic filing virtual hearings and automated case management systems.
Ukwenza izinkantolo ezivisual ngokunjalo nasenkantolo kukwazi ukuthi kusetshenzwe ngakho.
Utilizing mobile technology.
Ukusebenzisa ke ongakwazi ukuthi kuhambe nako ngokwe-technology.
Some of these include in the courts and self-help resources through your own phones.
Lapho sibalo ngakwazi ukuthi ukusebenzise enkantolo nokuthi sikwazi ukuthi usebenzise ifoni yakho ukuze wenze umsebenzi.
Such as application for the domestic violence protection order.
Njengokufaka nje isicelo mayelana namaphepha okuhlukumezeka ngokodlame lasekhaya.
And access to some of the services offered by the master's offices.
nokuthi ukwazi ukuthi uthole ezinye zezinsizo mayelana ne master's office.
To apply, for example, for a letter of authority or executorship.
Ukufaka isicelo sencwadi yegunya makhono ngasekho noma ke ukube umnikazi.
Data driven solutions.
Uma unesikhalazo onaso.
While technology plays a crucial role in improving access to justice, it is important to recognize that it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Yize ke lokuzithuthukisa kubalekile makuziwa ekwenziweni kobulungiswa sikhumbule ke kodwa ukuthi akusona ihlango esinganxetshwa inombani.
Kodwa kuyafuneka ukuthi sonke as members of the community we also look at what services are provided digital by the Department of Justice.
Kodwa kubalekile ukuthi sibuke ukuthi ubona kuphi ongakwazi ukuthi ke lo mnyango ukwenze ngokwe technology njengamanje.
So that you can access them from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to come to the court building with some of the services.
Ukwazi ukuthola unethezekile endlini ungadingi ukuthi uzofike eqathatha kwisakhiwo sasenkantolo ukuze ukwazi ukuthi uthole lokho okudingayo.
Ningasebenzisi WhatsApp ukuhleba kuphela.
You mustn't use WhatsApp for gossip only.
You can now also use it to access some of our services.
Sengakwazi ukusebenzisa ukuze ke nikwazi ukuthola usizo mayelana nezinto zalanga.
And not only in justice, even with the South African Police Services, there are services which you can access through technology and some of the WhatsApp platforms.
Hayi nje kuphela ka justice nasemaphoyiseni sezikhona izinto okwazi ukuthi uzithole ngo technology lesikhona manje ngabo WhatsApp.
With these words we want to thank the Department of Public Works under the leadership of Minister Zikalala.
Ngala manje ngizothanda ukubonga ku Public Works ongaphansi kuka babu Zikalala o minister.
That finally we now have this court.
Ukuthi ekugcineni sesinayo lenkantolo.
It has been many years.
Ayi biminingi nokho iminyaka.
And we also want to thank the former minister Dilil who also took it upon herself to come and inspect and also put pressure on her officials to complete the court.
Siyabonga nakumama okade uminister ngaphambilini uDilil owenzi ukuthi afake ingcindezi afike mathupha ukuze lo msebenzi uqhubeke.
Nobaba Zikalala naye took over and continued with the necessary pressure.
Zikalala also took over naye waqhubeka wacindezela la ashiye khona.
Minister Zikalala, since I arrived in the Department of Justice in 2019, I was told that we are opening this court very soon.
Ngifika nje ngo 2019 kulomnyango.
Every year.
Hayi lesonto nje kungekudala izovula. Kungekudala nje izovula.
Ngiyathemba nomphakathi wase Potchefstroom will be very excited, happy and you will take care of this facility njengoba uMinister Zikalala has said.
Hopefully even the community here in Potchefstroom will be very happy, appreciative. I ukwazi nokuthi uyinakekele lenkantolo njengoba nje eshilo babuzikala.
I also want to thank the Deputy Minister Mr. John Jeffrey. He also played a role on the side of the Department of Justice to come here from time to time.
Ngithanda ukubonga naku Deputy Minister uMnumzane Jeffrey naye befika isikhathi la njalo abuke.
To put the necessary pressure in the officials of the Department of Justice and also of Public Works.
Afike afake ngcindezi athethe nakhona baka Public Works.
So ngizocela nje ku Minister Zikalala ukuthi this magic akayifake zonke indawo la sine inkinga khona kwa justice.
I'm going to request Mr. Zikalala to please carry on performing this magic whenever we have a problem in Department of Justice.
And we can see that now there is movement and we thank him for that.
Siyabona umnyakazo khona, siyabonga ngalokho.
Ngifuna ukugcina ngikusho amazwi ku community yase Potchefstroom ukhu namaphethelo yonke indawo.
Lastly, I would like to state these words to all the community from Potchefstroom, the whole of Ugu in fact.
That the criminals and the construction mafia, they will not operate without your support.
Ukuthi le gebengu nalabenzi bobubi mekuziwa kwizakhiwo lezi zenziwayo. Angeke baze basebenze bumnyameni ngaphandle kosizo lweni.
We can't be held at ransom for many years just by because someone wants to share something.
Asikwazi ukuthi singabanjwa entanyeni umuntu ngoba nakho ekholelwa ukuthi kunengxenye yento ekufanele ayithole.
We must condemn these activities But we must also uproot them in our society.
Kumele siyale lendlela yokwenza futhi ke akumele sikuvumele neze lokwenza ekuhlaleni.
Ngoba ubaba uzikalala won't be able to deliver all the infrastructure that you want and even the local municipality if we are going to be held at ransom from delivering.
Ubaba uzikalala angeke azakwazi. He can't deliver.
Uku empowerisha our local communities and our local business people siyakwazi lokho
ngeke azakwazi ukuthi ke aqhube wonke lo msebenzi uma eku ukuthi uzophazamiswa yilabantu nako masipala and we know that very well.
Umthetho is very clear who must be empowered. It must be done through due process. Hayi bantu bazithathele umthetho bawuthatha ezandleni zabo want to take a tender physically.
The law is very clear who must be empowered. Not that people must take the law into their own hands and wants to take the tender physically.
So sizonicela ukuthi nibambisane nathi nohulumeni, the public works, the local municipality to ensure ukuthi services are provided.
I will request that you must work together with us, the government, public works, to make sure that the law takes its place.
Here is the court. Please take care of this facility.
Siyabonga.